Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. And this week, an excerpt from KBIA's weekly talk show, The Check-In with Janet Saidi. The guests on February 25th were Joanne Nelson, the director of the Boone County Community Services Department, and Lindsay Lopez, the president and CEO of the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. They spoke about the impact of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic on food insecurity in our community and about just a few of the resources that exist. Here's Janet.
Joanne, what do you say to people who might have feelings of embarrassment or guilt preventing them from utilizing some of the resources that are available, even as they need it right now? And what do you say to the idea that you're maybe seeing people who are experiencing some of these issues for the first time?
I say we're all in this together, and that there is no shame in going to get help, whether that be if you need help with utilities, with rent, with food. There's so many options that people can go to try and seek assistance, and never be ashamed to ask for assistance. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Lindsay, a similar question to you. Can you sort of elaborate on the challenges that have come with facing food insecurity for the first time during a pandemic?
There are so many resources out there to help people who are in need. And Joanne and I both know this well. We didn't go into this line of work because we are expecting the largest salaries or, you know, the best benefits. We went into this line of work because it's about making a difference in people's lives. You know, it's so profound. So we see these people who just are struggling, and we are here to help them with anything that they need. There are the most compassionate people who work throughout our network, and we encourage people to utilize these services. That is why we exist.
Lindsay, we can hear, you know, the impact of the people that you've partnered with and the people that you've helped. What would you say that people a lot of times in the community and your own family members and neighbors might not get that you're seeing by being where you are on the front lines with this pandemic?
You know, I tell our team a lot. We have over 60 team members here at the food bank who are dedicated to this mission. And I tell them frequently, I have throughout this pandemic, there are silver linings all around us. We just have to look for those. And as difficult as it has been, and it has been the most challenging thing that we have done as an organization in our 40-year history by far, as difficult as it has been, we've had a national spotlight on the fact that food insecurity is such a prevalent problem. And the pandemic really exacerbated that problem with so many people being in need for the first time. So, you know, that is a good thing out of this, that people are aware that food insecurity surrounds each of us. We all have interaction with people who are considered food insecure. We just may not know it. So I hope your audience will really take that to heart, that it truly is all around us.
That was Joanne Nelson of the Boone County Community Services Department and Lindsay Lopez with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, speaking with host Janet Saidi during KBIA's The Check-In. You can hear more of their conversation from February 25th at kbia.org. But for now, that's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.